This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A heated hearing this morning when Attorney General Bill Barr goes before Congress.
I think Democrats are saying, wow, we can't wait to get at Attorney General Barr. I don't know if they've met Bill Barr, but every time they try to grill him, it doesn't work out. I sense it's not going to be any different today.
It's set to begin less than an hour from now.
Breaking news. The chairman of that committee, Jerry Nadler, was involved in a car accident. We should note he was not injured in that accident.
Oh, how convenient.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This about the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
It appears that Attorney General Barr is about to lay in to that myth.
I don't think it's a myth. Hundreds of rioters have laid siege to the federal courthouse, armed with powerful slingshots, tasers, sledgehammers, saws, knives, rifles, and explosive devices.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in and start fires in the court, is that okay?
Do you think that this body right here would rise up if they decided to go tonight and paint the Capitol building?
This body, I'm not sure.
Sure. This other side, I'm not so sure. It may be the peaceful protest to burn down the Capitol. Maybe we're back to 1812 again.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Even more demonstrators. President issued his executive order.
Turn it off.
Executive order that the president issued.
Turn it off.
Order, Congresswoman. Yes. We've made arrests.
Turn it off.
If I may. Browsing history. What specific...
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
How does Bill Barr do it? Just watching and listening to those people asking him those stupid questions. They're not even questions, though. They're just harangues.
These peaceful protesters could learn a lot from Bill Barr.
I don't know why they brought him in. I guess they all wanted to get their little moments in the sun and all that. But I don't think that if there are any undecided voters out there, I don't think this is really the way to get people to your side to just go out there and basically scream. If you saw people like this on the sidewalk, you know, just yelling at somebody, you'd cross the street to get away from them. I have crossed
the street. Point of order.
Gentlelady yields back.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
I have walked across the street. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show today. And again, thanks to everybody who's written me with their condolences and sympathies about the death of Gunnar. And I'm just looking at some of them now. And I really appreciate everything that everybody said, and thank you. And you can still read the tribute at HowieCarrShow.com. It's right there at the top of the page. It's my tribute to Gunnar, my dog of 19 years, and she was really a great dog, and I miss her. But thank you. Thanks to everybody who's been writing me ever since I announced it yesterday that she was gone. Anyway. Someone says, the hearing today got off to a late start because Jerry Nadler was in an auto accident on his way. And a texter has just said, we know where the accident did not occur, near a gym. The VIPs like that. I like to get off to a good start here. And then he has to, of course, being a Democrat, he has to make sure that everyone's wearing their mask, and to say that if you're not asking a question, he'll be expecting you to be wearing a mask. Okay. Thank you. And then he's got his own mask like down on his chin. And Jared was speculating what kind of M&Ms he had stashed in the mask. Was it just regulars or peanuts? I don't know. Jared thinks of peanuts. I'm going to say regular M&Ms is probably the way he goes. Remember, he's the guy who said that used to say when before he got the operation, he used to say that sometimes for a midnight snack, he would have three hot dogs. Three hot dogs. I have about three hot dogs a year. It's sometimes I have three hot dogs a year. All right. 844-500-4242. And again, there's other news. As you know, Donald Trump, the president, and and his son, Donald Trump Jr., both had posts taken off by Twitter because they were tweeting out this woman who's a doctor. She's an African, an immigrant, but she's a Nigerian, a female black woman, immigrant to the United States, but she's not towing the line. And in this case, towing the line means saying that hydroxychloroquine is poison and that Donald Trump wants you to inject bleach into your bloodstream, which is insane. And he never said anything like that. But so she posted the fact that she and everybody in her hospital or her clinic was using hydroxychloroquine, and they were taking it themselves just to ward it off. And she was very effective spokeswoman for it and said it's saving lives and that everybody should be taking it. And so of course the big feet in Silicon Valley and their Democrat, deep state, globalist, compadres decided to take everything down. They don't want you talking about this. Let's play cut number one from Dr.
I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 year olds. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient.
In other words, people with comorbidities. But that's not what they want to hear. They want panic. Numbers are rising. Testing continues. Oh, help. Help, the sky is falling. Cut two.
I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works.
I can just see Charlie Parker now. Well, this is just anecdotal.
Did this just happen?
Yeah, if Charlie Parker could shut that woman down, he would. He'd put her under house arrest. He'd make sure she was quarantined for the next 2 years. Forget 2 weeks.
Cut. In a room.
Put her in a room. It put her in a room. There's no doubt about it. Seven people died yesterday of the virus in Massachusetts, which is the exact same number that died when the drunken Ukrainian immigrant was driving without a license, and or the Registry of Motor Vehicles had never taken away his license. But we can't talk about that. We can only talk about the fact that you have to conform and comply because COVID-19 won't take the summer off. And we should all be very proud of ourselves that we've gotten the unemployment rate up from 2.9% a year ago to 17.4%. Cut three.
I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. I'm a true testimony. So I came here to Washington, D.C. to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zitromax. I know you people want to talk about a mask. Hello? You don't need mask. There is a cure. I know they don't want to open schools. No, you don't need people to be locked down. There is prevention and there is a cure.
No, doctor, some people do need to die. That's the way they're going to elect Joe Biden. Don't you understand? Come on. People do need to die here. 860 says, if Trump was trying to silence this Nigerian doctor, the story would be much different as far as the fake. Oh, it would be around the clock. She would be going from one network to the next doing live shots one after another. Her name would be on Steffi's lips and Tapper's lips and Chuck Todd's lips. All the Democrat operatives with press passes. They would be swooning over this woman. Cut four.
All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, quit sounding like a computer, double-blinded. I don't know whether your chips are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists, we have plastic surgeons, we have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me.
How dare she? How dare she? She does go a little overboard sometimes. Cut 20. Cut 5.
I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board, or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die, you're like the good Nazis, the good Germans that watched Jews get killed and you did not speak up.
Now, well, that's, come on. She went a little overboard with that. But, you know, one more before we go to the break. The last cut from Dr. Stella Emanuel yesterday.
I mean, I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the bots. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the bot. You can kill me. You can do whatever. But I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say it, that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen.
This is good stuff. And that's why it had to be banned. It had to be banned. You know, there were 20 million hits on this before it was taken down. So she was obviously getting the point across. And if you wonder which side big tech Silicon Valley is on, this is what they're taking down. But if she had said Trump was killing people and I'm a doctor and Trump told people to inject themselves with bleach and fish cleaner, they would still be up there. No one would be hitting it. It'd be getting as many hits as a Joe Biden town hall meeting from the basement. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. Attorney General, the very same day that Roger Stone said that, Donald Trump,
that's one of the,
no surprise,
the true standards of justice were really during the tail end of the Obama administration.
Mr. Attorney General.
Ugh, these people. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or your family's music. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Grace, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were an NFL player, would you take the season off?
No, I'm amazed that these people are saying they're not going to play. They're all in their 20s or at the most their early 30s. They're not going to die. Plus, they're in prime physical health. What are they concerned about? I mean, I could see one guy said that I read about today said he's worried about his wife just had a kid. But the kids aren't dying either. So, no, I wouldn't give it up.
The only reason I wouldn't play is if they were going to make it weird. like a weird season where it was stupid. And
oh, it's going to be a weird. It's going to be weird. There's
yeah,
no
then I might not play. Everyone's kneeling. The games aren't really the same. There's going to be no audience. I might take a bye year.
Yeah, but it's a you're walking away from at least $1 million.
Oh yeah, no, I forgot about that. Nope, I'm in. I will play. I will don my helmet.
It's not like these guys have lengthy careers. You know, they don't have decades to play. I mean, you have to make hay while the sun shines, as they say. 844-500-4242. Let's play this guy, Jamie Raskin. He's kind of unknown, but he's one of the more obnoxious members of Congress. He's from Maryland, and I believe he went to Harvard Law School, like so many of the real, real bodily orifices on the Democrat side went to Harvard Law School. I don't know what it, well, I do know what it is, but, you know, I'll just leave it at that. But this guy is an up-and-coming Adam Schiff-type figure, and listen to how Barr puts him in his place. Cut 45.
You said something to the effect of the St. John's Episcopal Church would have been overrun.
No, that was on Sunday night, I believe.
Are you aware that the rector of the church, that the Episcopal Archbishop of Washington and the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church nationally, along with the Catholic bishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, all denounced this police assault on the civil rights and civil liberties of the people?
Did they do that before or after the fire was put out?
Well, all that I know is that they denounced what you did. And if you read what the Episcopal Archbishop of Washington wrote, said that using police force to clear nonviolent protesters without notice in order to conduct this grotesque photo opportunity was antithetical to the principles of Christianity.
I kept it till the end because you could tell he got nervous because he kind of swallowed antithetical.
Yeah, I know. Again, this is a guy who went to Harvard Law School and he's forgotten that that adage that I thought all lawyers learned this. Never ask a question that you don't know the answer to. And he just got slapped right down. Oh, and I just thought of something. You know, Raskin, I tell you another reason he was nervous, Grace. You know, when Barr announced today that they are having an investigation into all the unmaskings that are going on. Do you know one of the people at the State Department who was unmasking Michael Flynn in the last days of the Obama administration?
Can I make a guess?
Go ahead.
Raskin?
Mrs.
Oh,
Raskin.
Mrs. Raskin.
Mrs. Raskin, yes.
What a couple they are, Ozzy and Harriet.
Yeah. You need you need some kind of a depth chart here to you need some kind of diagram to keep all these people straight, but they're all connected. That just occurred to me suddenly. 844-500-4242-978 says, let's remember who we're talking about. Football players aren't the brightest bulbs. I don't know. I see what you're saying, but we're not talking here about, putting a man on the moon. We're talking about putting $1 million in the bank. I think everybody kind of gets that. And I just can't believe that they would walk away.
And how you probably still get paid even if they had to cancel the
right,
season.
That's what I'm saying. You know, even if you were thinking about that and you were worried, you look at the first few days of the baseball season, wouldn't you say, well, there's not going to be it. They're going to be one or two games, and then they're going to cancel the season most likely. So what am I worried about? Yeah, I'll sign up. Put me down. Put me in, coach. All right, we'll take some calls when we get back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And before we take some calls, I just wanted to direct your attention to the front page of the Herald today. It's pretty funny. I mean, we told you a little bit about the story last night, but Joe Kennedy, who's running for the Senate against Ed Markey, Mr. Frosty, he put out a press release slamming Markey. And he said he listed a bunch of towns in Massachusetts that Markey hasn't visited. And three of the towns he hasn't visited have been under the waters of the Quabbin Reservoir for more than 80 years. he's making Ed Markey look like a genius. And I think the headline in the Herald was something like, it was a picture of Joe Kennedy underwater. I mean, you know, draw your own conclusions. Kennedy submerged. I was thinking about it, maybe a headline could have been another Kennedy drowning. If only Uncle Ted were still around, he could have taken young great nephew Joe out for a spin around the Quabbin Reservoir in his Oldsmobile, and he could have shown him the towns. Look, there they are. There's Dana. Yep, there's Greenwich. Over the, see that church steeple coming out there? Yep. But it's quite a race going on between those two. It's not a Mensa type race though, that's for sure. 844. Speaking of Mensa, before I got so many cuts to play here from this hearing, but remember Hank Johnson, the congressman from Georgia? He's the one who famously asked the admiral if he wasn't worried about putting so many Americans or just people in general on Guam that the island would become top heavy and flip over. Remember that? Obviously, this is a guy who. He could be the third candidate in the race between Markey and Kennedy, but he is trying to match wits with Bill Barr, who's really a smart guy, and he won't let him answer questions about the sentencing of Roger Stone. I mean, talk about if you ask somebody a question, you have to let him answer it, don't you? I mean, no matter how much you hate him and think he works for Donald Trump, cut 20.
You think the American people don't understand that you were carrying out Trump's?
I was not. I had not discussed my sentencing recommendation with anyone at the White House or anyone,
President, exactly,
or anyone outside
what
the department.
President wanted you to do, and that's what you did.
No,
Attorney General.
Let me ask you: do you think it's fair? Do you think it is fair for a 67-year-old man to be sent to prison for 7 to 9 years?
It was in accordance with the sentencing.
No, it was not.
You just said that it was, and your lying prosecutors will testify that it was also. Now I'm going to move on from that.
The department.
During your time as Attorney General,
it is not the department.
Herbert Walker Bush.
Your lying prosecutors. He was going to put the lying prosecutors up against Bill Barr. That's what he said, wasn't it? Or did I misunderstand it?
I believe in an earlier cut, Barr had referred to the prosecutors in the Stone case as lying prosecutors.
So you're okay. So that's what he meant. Okay, I get it now. Okay, then there's Ted Deutch. He's another brain surgeon from Broward County, Florida. He has the district adjoining Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz's district. This is Ted Joyce, and Barr is yelling at him. Cut 21.
Where you're asking for a lower sentence. Let me go on. It says age. Let me go on. Hold on 1 second. Age can be consideration. It says only if it creates conditions that are of an unusual degree and distinguish the case from typical cases. He was 67.
The judge agreed with me, Congressman.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking you that.
The judge agreed with me.
I'm not asking whether.
I know you're not asking.
I'm not asking you that.
I hope Trump's reelected and the Comey and Brennan and Clapper all have to go to prison. And they'll all be in their 60s, right? Biden is speaking about the economic plan. Well, let's just take a little bit of it, not much.
And financially, trying to raise their kids and care for their parents or loved ones live with a disability. My guess is, and some of you have been through that, with a parent who's ill and can't take care of themselves. You have to make the choice of going to work or staying home and take care of them.
Is this self-reflection from Joe Biden?
Yeah, I know.
Incredible.
Present company excluded or included?
Figuring how you pay for it. I was a single parent for 5 years with a lot of help. And I had a good salary. I was making $42,000 a year. Without my family, I couldn't have done it. They need help. But often they can't afford it. And the professional caregivers out there, home health workers, child care workers, who are often women, women of color, and immigrants, are too often underpaid, underseen, and undervalued.
Underseen?
But these are things we can do right now to ease the burden. My plan would clear the waiting list that exists now of 800,000 people who are eligible for home and community care for a loved one through Medicaid, who've signed up but are waiting, 800,000. My plan would make sure every 3- and 4-year-old child gets access to free, high-quality preschool like students have at this center.
Except this year, of course, because we're going to keep it all closed because the unions want to keep the schools closed.
And low- and middle-income families won't spend more than 7% of their income on child care for children under the age of 5.
When we reopen the country, of course.
Hard-pressed working families won't have to spend a dime because it'll be free.
Free.
My plan would pay and support
everything will be free.
So overwhelmingly, as I said, are women of color. This plan to help workers, especially those without college degrees, gain new skills.
That's
in
enough.
Good-paying industry.
That's enough. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I just got kind of like a few points. I decided to comply and be a patriotic American and wear a mask, but it's going to say ban mail-in voter fraud. That's going to be my mask. They'll love that one. Actually, masks are a great reason for in-person voting. You know, now that I come to think of it. My other thing that I
have seen the surveillance photos of people committing crimes now? I mean, this mask mania is a real boon to them. You can't take there's a reason why robbers have always worn masks down through the centuries, right? Because you can't identify anybody in a mask. But I want to play a cut of Nadler. Because, of course, Nadler had to do his best Charlie Parker impersonation here when it comes to masks, demanding that the Republicans wear masks. Cut 30.
The gentleman yields back. I would remind Mr. Jordan, Mr. Biggs, and Mr. Johnson to stop violating the rules of the committee, to stop violating the safety of the members of the committee, to stop holding themselves out as not caring by refusing to wear their masks.
Can we get the picture here?
Is it permissible to drink a sip of coffee?
It is not permissible.
Not to drink.
We can't drink coffee in the room.
I'm getting ready to ask questions now. Getting ready to ask questions. And I will.
Mr. Gates is ready now.
No. He went.
He went, and that's why I took off my mask, Mr. Chairman.
It's my turn. I'm going to go.
Charlie Parker's going, yeah, yeah. I got to have one of those moments. Did you see the shark attack up in Maine, by the way? A New York City woman was attacked by a great white shark, apparently, right in Cumberland County, which is Portland. It's not in the city of Portland, but just a little north. And she was from New York City. So I want to know if she violated the quarantine. If she had, is Governor Mills going to say, you know, if she had obeyed the quarantine, she'd still be in her motel room and she would be alive today. I'm just asking the question. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
I guess she jumped the COVID shark, I guess. I don't know. But Howie.
That's the first fatal shark attack in memory in Maine. No, that's the first one ever, apparently. I guess they're going to blame it on global warming. The ice floes are melting. The water is getting warmer. So great whites are coming into Casco Bay. Oh, next there'll be murder hornets coming in, homicide hornets. And what about the squirrel with bubonic plague? They're so scared.
Bubonic plague. You know, armadillos got it too. They've had it for years.
Armadillos! If you see an armadillo, shelter in place. Go ahead, Lee.
I'm sorry. Hey, condolences to begin with. Anyway, sorry about that. I was going to say, when they act like that, does it fuel the Democrats during this bar thing? Does it fuel those protesters and they think they can get away with it? I mean, Nadler's saying, oh, you know, you got to be safe, put on your mask. But there's protesters out there killing innocent people.
Right, right. They're defending. Right. These protesters are out there shooting people, firing lasers into the eyes of the DEA agents who are trying to defend the federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon, and they're fine and they're being defended. But these guys that are fellow elected members of Congress, he's telling them they can't even take off their masks to have a drink of coffee. What if it, what if they, one of them had said, Mr. Chairman Nadler, I mean, I'm going to have, I took off my mask because I want to have a Baby Ruth bar. I want to have a Little Debbie, a ho-ho. Then would he have had more sympathy for him at that point, Lee, do you think?
I don't think so. I think their behavior and the way they don't let people answer questions is exactly what these people on the street are doing. I think they've learned rotten behavior through their whole life from Democrats.
Yeah, it's the double standard here is just astounding, and you see it all the time. I mean, it's to be expected. What's really sort of amazing though is that there don't seem to be any sane Democrats left anymore. There used to be a few. They call them yellow dog Democrats because they'd vote for a yellow dog if they were on the Democrat ballot line. But there's none left. They're all crazy.
There's not even any respectful Democrats. They all talk to him in this terribly disparaging tone, dripping with condescension.
Hectoring him.
And they yell at him and they mock him. I'm going to cut you off there. Sorry, I had to help you with that question. They're so incredibly rude. And the smugness is very reminiscent of 2016, where it did not work out so well for them.
Yeah, I know. I watch Barr on TV, and you do too, and you can spot somebody who's pretty smart, someone who speaks in complete sentences, who has cogent thoughts, who answers a question carefully and uses precise words. These people just don't care about it. They don't. They're just trying to make their own little stupid points, and they don't care what he says. You can see Hank Johnson and Raskin, they're trying to shut him up. They won't let him speak. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. So then there was this guy, Cedric Johnson. I think he's from Louisiana. And he's talking about, the police. The police are gunning down blacks, et cetera, et cetera. So the attorney general had to correct him. Cut 28.
15% of that population is white. 15% of that population is black. But if you actually look at the deaths, according to the numbers you just gave, 42% of the deaths are African American, mm-hmm. and 58% are white. That is a glaring disparity in terms of population. And I just give you those numbers.
Well, not necessarily. Because I have to adjust it by the race of the criminal perpetrator.
Yeah. So if you go by the race of the perpetrator, it's not. You're more likely to be shot if you're a white perpetrator, just in terms of percentages. And Barr makes this point about where the majority of black deaths are at they're at the hands of. Cut 8.
The threat to black lives posed by crime on the streets is massively greater than any threat posed by police misconduct. The leading cause of death for young black males is homicide. Every year, approximately 7,500 black Americans are victims of homicide. The vast majority of them, around 90%, are killed by other blacks, mainly by gunfire. Each of those lives matter.
They didn't want to hear that, obviously. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret. You there, Margaret?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was talking to my cat. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What were you saying to your cat?
He was in the window looking out, so I said to him, do you want to go out? When he wants to go out, he goes to the door. He's a smart cat.
I guess he is. I'm sure he is. Go ahead.
You know what? He ought to be. Oh, I'm so pissed off right there, I can't even talk. What is this joke there about when they're doing interrogating Barr? I have never seen so many rude people. They ask him 6 questions. They won't even let him answer. That Jim guy's got to interrupt. He says he's been there for 7 hours. He has to go to the bathroom. He says, I have to take a 5-minute break. No, you can't. So yeah. He says to the guy, he says to Adler, well, I had to wait an hour for you this morning.
Right. He had to wait. You know, does anybody really believe the thing about the auto accident? Or was it just an all-you-can-eat buffet at the IHOP? And Nadler couldn't tear himself away. Kept ordering more and more flapjacks, waffles, hash browns. Thanks for the call, Margaret. Give my best to the cat. Max, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Max.
Howie, I love you. Howie, in Nadler's district in the Upper West Side of Manhattan,
yeah.
The likes of Gayle King, Amy Schumer, Howard Stern, Tina Fey, they dropped a homeless hotel right on 79th Street to Lucerne. 300 homeless men will be roaming the streets of the progressive Upper West Side of Manhattan.
There goes the neighborhood, Max, right?
Love it. They deserve it. It's unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. Jerry Nadler's district.
When do the protests begin, Max? Or is everyone just going to get a gun permit like De Niro has?
I don't know, but I'm getting a real kick out of this. I mean, there's some great people up there. But
Didn't Nadler get elected when the guy that was on the ballot dropped dead and they had to put somebody? I think that's the way he got his start in elective politics. He was running unopposed, or at least unopposed by anybody with a pulse. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.